Ireland experienced the largest increase in the price of home heating oil in the EU. The rise here has been 8 times above the EU average. Home heating oil prices jumped by 27.3% here last week, compared with the average rise of 3.3% across the 27 EU member states. Now, Ireland is in an unusual case in Europe, as we use kerosene for heating oil, unlike the rest of Europe, which uses the less expensive diesel for heating oil. A version of kerosene is also used as fuel for jets. So that'll give you the idea of it. So part of it's to do with that, I would imagine. But are we being totally gouged here? And do we need to switch things around? And why are we hit quicker than other parts of Europe is the question. One of the areas in which we've been hit, and again, as I just talked about there, problems in the Strait of Hormuz, problems with deliveries of oil and gas and all those sort of things impacting all sorts of different areas. And one of the areas that it's impacted is in the prices being quoted for fertilizer. And the government is reportedly growing increasingly concerned about a potential crisis for the country's agri-food sector, with fertilizer prices set to soar at the worst possible time of the year. Bord Bia are warning that several major Irish exporters had substantial volumes of food and drink exports currently in transit to the Middle East, where the situation is highly uncertain and increasingly difficult to predict. Another issue is fertilizer prices. Farmers also vulnerable to interest rate rises and exchange rate fluctuations as well. And the wider sense of the crisis on fertilizer, as urea prices are being charged higher, the amount of gas that goes in to production of fertilizers as well. Price shocks are already being felt in relation to that. With me on the line to talk about it in more detail is Jason Fleming, who's chair of the Kerry branch of the Irish Farmers Association. Jason, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to me in the programme this morning. Look, what are your concerns about the fertiliser prices, first and foremost?
Good morning, Jory, and thanks for being on. I suppose, look, firstly, our thoughts have to go to the honest citizens of Iran and the surrounding countries out there, Jory, which what's going on here, with
the loss of
life. Yes,
yeah, it's
and
terrible.
I suppose it's disappointing. You don't know what you said there. You just have to quote there. We'll go where this boat's been hit, bringing in, you know, supplies to this country and other countries around Europe and stuff, and that's disappointing as well, Jory. I suppose in relation to the price of doing business and I suppose the price of fertilizer and so on. Look, it's been well documented there, Jory, with fuel, the three Fs, with fertilizer, fuel and feed, where the prices are going up. Look, I just to caution yourself there, you said 207, I think you said about fuel there a while ago, Jory.
Diesel,
I was coming through Abbey Field yesterday, and it was 214.9 in one petrol station.
Oh my God.
And I came out to Castle Island, and it was 202 and so on. And I think you can get it in some parts of the county as well. It's, you know, to be fair, the 188 and 190 and all that. So, but look, it is creeping up. And I suppose back to the farming side of it, in relation to, look, the price, it's like I said, the price of doing business and the price of, you know, I suppose our biggest concern with fertilizer is, you know, farmers mightn't put it out, Jory, if it's creeping up, the prices it's going up at. And that's the biggest concern that I suppose for next year, like, that they won't put out, you know, that they cut back and all that. So look, we're hoping that there'll be something done here and in relation to from the government side. And I suppose one thing that could be done there, the levies on the export to the import of the fertilizer could be, you know, they could be suspended for the moment, Jory, and that would be a big help. And I suppose, look, in relation to the diesel then as well, I mean, just to give you just briefly, €100 to fill a car, which is a lot more than that now. There's a lot of taxes here, like 60% of a litre of diesel is now taxed, 65% of a litre of petrol is now taxed, and you 54 cent excise, 2 cent NORA, 16 cent carbon tax, and you've 8 cent petrol energy tax on top of that. And for good luck, Jory, you've 32 cent VAT on top of it. So look, if you were to fill it €100 of diesel, it would cost you, if you didn't have all these taxes, it would cost you €35. So, look, I suppose what we'd be calling for here, Jory, as well, in relation to the fuel, is to suspend some of these taxes for the moment until the prices come back. I mean, we don't see the benefit on the ground of the taxes, Jory. Like, when we get up in the morning to do a bit, you know, carrying cows or whatever the case may be, we don't have no adapt, we've no loose, we've no public transport, no bike lanes, you know, no footpaths outside our doors. And I suppose it's a direct, these taxes are a direct hit on rural Ireland and rural Kerry. I mean, Eamon Ryan said a few years ago, I suppose, that carpooling, that's fine. Sure, if we're all going to the same school or we're all going to the same workplace, you know, but that's not the case in rural areas. Everyone needs, you know that yourself, Jerry. You know, you come from Kilmare every morning, I presume, and you need your car. Look, there's no one going the same time as you, and there's probably no one going home the same time as you either. So we need our vehicles in rural areas. And look, rural areas are hit enough, Jerry, and I was on your show before in relation to shops closing and post offices and all that, and bars and hardware stores. And I just think this is the final straw here. If diesel and petrol and especially kerosene, Jerry. Jesus,
yeah.
I mean, elderly people living on their own, and you see the price of kerosene and it gone double. Look, you would feel like for elderly people living on their own that maybe we won't put the oil into the tank, Jerry. And the way that, look, it has been cold over the last couple of nights, and the forecast is not good for the next week or so either. So yeah, it is very concerning, Jerry. Yeah.
Yeah, and with that in mind, though, you're talking there about what can be done maybe on maybe the taxation side or the levy side from the government. And Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, has been talking about that. So look, keep a close eye on it. We will be looking at doing things. That's one area they could operate and one area they could ease things for farmers. But on the other side of it, in terms of petrol and diesel, is that not less likely to happen, Jason? Because first of all, we're only a week in. Before the major issues and the major taxation breaks were given and the electricity, let's say, credits were given for householders, that was because of the Ukraine war, which went on a lot longer, and it was a lot longer before that happened. But so how likely, I guess, is that to happen? I know you're calling for it, but how likely is that to happen, I would ask from the government.
But I suppose, surely, the sooner this is done, the better, because this is a busy, massive, busy time of the year for farming. This is crunch time for farming from here on in. We're in, you know that better than me, we're in, yeah, March. We're going on to the busy, but no fertiliser for June for the first cut silage is coming up shortly, and fellas are pricing and they're buying it and all that. And if prices are going up to where they are, fellas want, you know, they won't put it out, Jerry. It's as simple as that. They cut their cloth to measure, right? And I think we need these supports now. And I think there's a few small supports there, like I just said about the fertiliser, even the tariffs coming in, just suspend them for the moment, and I suppose the fuel is a massive one as well, and these taxes, like, I mean, if you look at the figures I gave out there a while ago, there's well over 60% that something can be done there in cutting taxes and maybe the likes of the carbon tax. I mean, if you look at last year,
would that be, to your mind, more important or as important as doing something on the fertilizer side of things for farmers
it's very simple. They're equal from my personal view. They're equal because, look, your tractors, jeeps, cars, and that's affecting everyone as well. It's not alone farmers. That's affecting urban and rural, I mean, and especially rural areas. So what we'd be calling for here is to suspend them for the moment. And the sooner that is done, the better, because we're looking at the two most important things here is food safety and food security. And look, we have highlighted food safety, and we're not going to get into that this morning, but over the last 6 weeks, be it Mercosur and so on, and Brazilian beef. And food security is vital now, because if farmers are not putting out fertiliser or buying feed this time of the year, we're going to have a massive shortage at the end of the year, Jerry.
Yeah,
and we don't want any more cutbacks.
Let me ask you this, Jason. The farm business chair of the IFA, Bill O'Keefe, has said the current conflict in the Middle East must not be used by fertiliser suppliers to inflate prices charged to farmers. He said there's sufficient supply of fertiliser in the country in merchant yards today to cover all the requirements for first applications to tillage crops and grassland, both grazing and first cut silage requirements. These stocks have been purchased before the conflict started and the recent spike in energy prices. And weather conditions also have delayed fertiliser spreading across the country, meaning that many farmers are only now going out about purchasing fertiliser. So he's saying the prices shouldn't be going up this early. Is that something that you'd echo?
We're all singing out the same hint sheet there. But I suppose there is a lot of farmers contacting me that they're pricing fertiliser now. And to be fair to some, some co-ops and stuff, they are, you know, they're doing their best and they're trying to keep the prices low, but it is creeping up, Jerry, and that's something that we can't sustain, right? And I suppose it's a bit like the tractor diesel there as well. It's after going from I mean, 2 weeks ago we were getting it maybe 89, 90 cents, and now it's gone up to my understanding is it's gone up to 140, 150. I mean, it's the exact same as that. When things start moving up, Jerry, there seems to be no breaks, and that's the big problem with farming. And look, what I'd be calling for here is a bit of common sense, and I'd be calling your own. Look, I will be lobbying our own ministers, and look, we three sitting around the cabinet table, maybe slash four, sitting around the cabinet table, and I think there should be pressure put on here to help us, support us. This is the time we need support, Jerry. We don't need support next June and July. It's too late then. We need it now. We need to get that fertiliser out for first cut silage, and see can we keep supplies up.
Okay, all right, Jason, listen, we're going to leave it. Thanks a million for talking to us about that, giving us your view. That's Jason Fleming there of the IFA.
Can I have one more point, Jerry?
Yeah, briefly, Jason, yeah.
Just on, we have a meeting as well, but I'm on with you. We have Sean Kelly MVP and Billy Keller MVP coming to Friday night to the Clinique Hotel there near Killarney at 8:30 to discuss, I suppose, Mercosur, the likes of what we're talking about here, Fugogi and the cap and all that. So 8:30 next Friday night. Thanks.
Okay, very good. Thanks very much for that. That's Jason Fleming there from the IFA and Kerry on the line.